Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 9:43, so we are going to still try to reconnect with Greg McBride from Bankrate. Maybe we'll have him on tomorrow, so we do apologize for the mix-up there. But we always have Tom Ackerman, who is in Jupiter, covering Cardinals spring training and opening day. Opening day is next week. Opening day is next week, Tom?
Yeah, they break camp on Monday. They go to Sarasota, and actually, Ollie Marmol, the manager, just told us he confirmed that he will have his team with him when they go to Sarasota, meaning the roster will be set by Sunday night. So when they go on Monday up to Sarasota for their last game against the Orioles, they will take the roster that will play on opening day, and they will go from Sarasota to St. Louis, and they'll be in St. Louis by Monday night.
That is so awesome. I can't imagine, never been in that position, but the pressure, I bet it's 24/7 for them to decide who, to make all these crucial decisions they have to make.
It's been a little different because of the World Baseball Classic with all the players that have been there, and they've had so many involved. I mean, just to name a few, Arenado, Goldschmidt, Wainwright, Michaelis. Now, they're all on the team. But it gives other players opportunities to show what they can do here. But they had, you know, like, let's see, 17 players in the World Baseball Classic. 17 players in their organization in the World Baseball Classic. That was a huge number. And now most of them are back, except for the ones on the U.S. team in Japan who will play each other tonight. But that has given some younger players an opportunity to show what they can do, which actually changes the picture also, because then you start to wonder, maybe this player is better. So the one that's in the World Baseball Classic starts to think, I better get on it here. Like an Andre Pallante, who is going to come out of the bullpen tomorrow. He's been playing for Italy. You know, there's a chance that he gets passed by someone else in the bullpen, because they have a crowded bullpen right now and a lot of decisions to make there. The other big decisions are who's the backup catcher to Wilson Contreras. That's between Andrew Kisner and Trace Barrera. Who is in the outfield starting? Will it be? That's the biggest one. Will it be Jordan Walker in the outfield, or are they going to stick with O'Neill, Nootbaar, and Carlson? If it's me, I've got Jordan Walker in the starting outfield on opening day. He's been so good down here, it's hard to deny him based on all that he has done. But you have three incumbents who are like, wait a minute, you know, we're starters too.
We're here still,
So, you know, it does create competition and great depth, and the Cardinals have that in just about every area on their ball club.
I know we love a good call on KMOX. So in Miami last night, you mentioned the World Baseball Classic. This is the final call. I want to play it for you now. Here we go.
Tommy, the pitch is hit to left center field. Hit very well, and it is off the wall. Otani flying around third, right behind him, scoring the winning run. It's a walk-off. Japan will play for the championship.
Nothing like a walk-off. Japan with that winning over Mexico last night.
Listen to that crowd. You telling me that the World Baseball Classic doesn't mean anything to these fans? That is incredible. Those Japanese fans going crazy. And then tonight they'll be in the house with the United States fans. And, you know, Team Mexico drew a huge crowd down here. I was there for Puerto Rico and Nicaragua for Yachty's first WBC game, and the Puerto Rican fans flooded the place. I mean, it was full down at Lone Depot Park, is where the Marlins play in Miami. And for the Dominican Republic and the Puerto Rico game, that was huge. Yeah, it means a ton. Now, yesterday, that walk-off right there was off Giovanni Gallegos. That's not good. That's the Cardinals reliever who gave that up. It does happen, and it happened to him. And before that, Jojo Romero, who's one of the Cardinals lefties pitching for Mexico, gave up a three-run homer that tied the game. So it was not a good outing for those two from that standpoint. For the Japanese team, Lars Nootbaar is on the team. He has a little bit of bragging rights on the line here, as he'll be going up against Waino, Michaelis, Arenado, and Goldschmidt with a chance to win the World Baseball Classic. And you know he'll be chirping at him tonight and trying to do all he can, having some fun.
How often is it played?
It hasn't played since 2017. Now, because of COVID, that did set a few things back. But typically, they're going to try to play this, you know, every few years. We'll see where it ends up and how, if they reformat it or how they do it. You know, there's some discussion. When should it be played? Is it good that it's during spring training when you're trying to get everybody ready for the season on your club, and injuries definitely can happen? But when else would you do it? I mean, if you do it at the end of the year, everybody's tired and half, you know, a lot of players are injured or ready to call it an off season. You can't do it during the All-Star break. It's not long enough. So this is the best time to do it.
Does it help Major League Baseball? In what way?
I think it grows it globally, Carol. I do think for the players that play in it, there's a lot of value for an Adam Wainwright, I would think. Tommy Edman did echo this when I asked him about it, that with the adrenaline pumping and in a big atmosphere, see, he was playing for Korea, Edman was, in the Tokyo Dome. He loved that, to see how he performed under those conditions. Spring training is a very comforting environment, and you're really working on things. There, it is, you know, highly charged, intense atmosphere, a lot on the line. Now, for the game itself, I believe it does grow, and this is the purpose of it, is to continue to grow the game globally. It's a reminder that baseball is bigger than what we know here, Major League Baseball. Baseball is now in the Pacific Rim, growing like crazy. We all know about the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and Venezuela and Colombia and, you know, all of these countries that have baseball as the focus. It continues to grow and grow, and so that's really the point of it. And the ratings worldwide will be off the charts tonight. I mean, there are some speculating that this could end up being the most watched baseball game ever tonight, because it's being seen all throughout Japan and elsewhere and in the United States and around the world for that matter. So it is big for the game. And, you know, if I'm basing this on fan enthusiasm, that's as crazy a crowd as I've ever heard. I mean, including the Major League Baseball postseason. So it does open up to a whole new set of fans, I think.
That was my next question for you, was about viewership. It is one of the world's most viewed baseball events.
It is. It's going to have, you know, there'll be tens of millions of people watching this tonight, and that will eclipse. I'd have to look at the numbers, but some of the most watched World Series games. And I think that's very important. Now, the best player in all of baseball, in my opinion, and I believe the same of most people, is Shohei Ohtani. He pitches and hits. Now, there's a chance he'll pitch tonight in relief. It's really up to him, according to the Japanese team, because he's already been pitching. But he is the best overall player in the game right now. He is the game's sensation. And he plays for Japan. And, you know, this is where the game is going. It is growing globally. We saw the NBA do this many years ago, where it started to grow around the world. And it is now the number two sport behind the NFL. Major League Baseball needs to pick up its game, literally. And they are trying to do this in this area. And I understood it better after going. After talking to Yadier Molina, who told me, I've been waiting my whole life for this moment. I've been working my whole life for this moment. So he appreciates his career as a player, and certainly that's a huge part of his life, but his baseball career is not over. He wants to manage baseball and has enjoyed the experience managing Puerto Rico. That's just one example of what this event means to the players all over the world, and you have to respect that.
All right, well, we know something that means a great deal to us, and that is opening day, KMOX Kegs and Eggs, presented by Budweiser. It is back. You don't want to miss this VIP tailgate party on 7th Street between Market and Walnut. And, man, you were teasing us yesterday about your special guest that you are working on.
We are in discussions with a special guest for Kegs and Eggs, a guest who has appeared at Kegs and Eggs and who has appeared at Kegs and Eggs recently. So I will leave it at that.
Okay, and wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, man. Okay. So you said yesterday, red jacket.
So if you're familiar with Kegs and Eggs and you have been recently, you know who I'm talking about. So we're working on that. We'll see if we can make that happen. But there will be a lot of great people moving in and out of Kegs and Eggs, which will start at 10 o'clock with the show. I will take over with Kevin Wheeler at noon. We'll go till about 1:40 when we go to the network pregame show, and then the Clydesdales come out of the gate at 2:30, and the ball game begins, I believe, at about 3:15 for the game against the Toronto Blue Jays. So it's going to be fun. Now, here's the thing. I've heard from people who come to this and don't have tickets to the game. Now,
right.
The reason that they do this is they want to be part of the atmosphere, but they weren't able to land a ticket to the game, which, by the way, I understand there are still tickets to the game. It is not completely sold out yet. So if you think opening day has been gone for months, that's actually not true. You can get a ticket to the game against the Blue Jays on the 30th. But if you don't want to do that, it's still a great place to go. It's easy to do. You come down, we're on, we're between Walnut and Market on 7th Street. That, if you're familiar with the location, it is right there off of Ballpark Village, right next to the stadium. And to have a place to go, a private tailgate party, which will have cover in case we need it, there will be a tent, there's food going in and out of there, including Sugar Fire. Mm-hmm. You have Maker's Mark, but this is called Kegs and Eggs for a reason. Anheuser-Busch comes in, they provide plenty of AB product. We have live music going. We have food. We have special guests, live radio show, Cardinals fans milling about. It's very comfortable. It's not overcrowded. It's not too loud. It's just a great place to say, yeah, I got my own private party to go to. It's KMOX. We're going to do it right. And there's a reason why this thing has been going on and on and on for
and
so many years.
And sells out.
It's successful. It does really well. So we're very happy about it. I know that our listeners will eat up those tickets, and I think there are still a pretty good amount available, but they're going to go fastly. As soon as this spring training wraps, they'll be gone. So I would do it now. You go to KMOX.com/events for Budweiser, Kegs, and Eggs. I am watching the team take batting practice right now. I've been watching this team for a couple of weeks now. This is a very good baseball team in all areas, including the starting rotation, which had all the question marks. The Cardinals, if they pitch, if their starters can last, this team's going to go places. And then we'll see what they do at the trade deadline, if they drop the hammer on something and try to put themselves over the edge. Because in the National League, you might have to win this World Series. The National League is loaded. Everybody is good.
And so today, Tom, and how was your call yesterday? What's happening today, and how was your call yesterday?
Yesterday was good. We took on the Marlins. Cardinals won it 5-0. Today, the Washington Nationals, and the focus today is Jack Flaherty. Flaherty's made 3 starts. This will be his 4th start of the spring. Every Cardinal fan knows that he is a huge piece to the puzzle. If he's good, if he's back to his old self, the Cardinals are really in good shape. He has physically felt great. Mentally, I've never seen him happier or in a better place. He seems like a veteran pitcher who knows what he has to do, get out there every 5th day and give the Cardinals an outstanding chance to win. So he's a big focus today. Mike Claiborne and I will have the call. It's streamed on Cardinals.com. Very popular all over because MLB streams these games on their site, on their app. But you can also just go to Cardinals.com and pick it up.
All right. That is Tom Ackerman in Jupiter, Florida. We will see you back here in studio next week. Enjoy the day.
I look forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.